From the campuses of Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio, and the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Oberlin College is out to challenge the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota, the school that has broken all college quiz bowl records and returns tonight to defend its title for the 14th straight week. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ledden.
Hi there, everybody. It's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Tonight, our competition is strictly Midwestern, with Oberlin contending against Minnesota here in the College Quiz Bowl. So, let's get along with the game and meet the teams. First, we're going to travel out to the Buckeye State, where Jerry Liebman of station WTAM Cleveland is on hand to referee for the Oberlin College team. Are you with us, Jerry?
Right here we are. And you know, Alan, though Oberlin is the first co-educational college and the first college in the United States ever to grant degrees to women, they've come up with a quiz bowl team of all men. And right here they are to introduce themselves.
Whit Slater, Rocky River, Ohio.
Dave Jeunesse, Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Bert Sonnenfeld, New York City, New York.
David Mitten, Stowe, Ohio.
And there you have the varsity scholars from Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio. Now let's travel even further west and a good piece north, where Bob Boyle at station KSTP Minneapolis St. Paul is standing by to referee the fabulous Minnesota team. Are you with us there, Bob?
On hand again, Alan, but in a new location. We've been drawing such capacity crowds that tonight we had to move to Mayo Memorial Auditorium, an even bigger hall. Here's the cause of it all, the Minnesota team.
Grace Billings, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vail, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Sheffman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
And there you have met both teams. Now, before Fred Collins explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ledden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Oberlin College signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... Now, by means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Fred Collins. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt the toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. There's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up. The bonus, the first bonus tonight is worth 30 points. For 10 points, what blessed event took place at Sinking Spring Farm, Oberlin?
Whit Slater.
Abraham Lincoln was born.
Right, for 10 points. You interrupted the toss-up question, and you got the right answer. So Oberlin will start out with 10 points, and here's your 30-point bonus. Okay, now remember, Oberlin, on a bonus question, you may work as a team. Here it is. Fictional characters and famous people sometimes demonstrate symptoms of psychological aberrations. Now, for 10 points apiece, you are to identify first the nursery rhyme character hailing from the southwest part of Great Britain, who probably was a kleptomaniac. Work of the team.
Lord. Wales, it's Wales. Cornwall or Wales.
You got Wales, but here it is Taffy. Taffy was a Welshman, Taffy was a thief, Taffy came to my house, stole a piece of beef, and so forth. All right. For 10 points, tell me, the famous ruler whom Tacitus and other historians suspected of being a pyromaniac.
Nero.
Right, for 10 points. Zero. All right, now. The fictional character created by James Thurber, who was definitely a megalomaniac.
Oh, Walter Mitty.
Right, for 10 points, Walter Mitty. All right, coming up is a 40-point bonus. A 40-point bonus is in the offing. On this toss-up question, may I only suggest that you listen very carefully as I read it. The date for the wedding is set for tomorrow, which will be yesterday, the day after tomorrow. If the day after tomorrow is Saturday, for 10 points, when is the wedding? Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
Friday.
Right, for 10 points, Friday. Okay, Minnesota, you got a 40-point bonus. Paris is on the Seine, Rome is on the Tiber, and London is on the Thames. Now, for 10 points apiece, you're to name the rivers on which the following cities are located. First, Stalingrad.
It's on the Volga.
Right, for 10 points. Munich.
Would be on, not on the Rhine, would it? No. It's
the
further Danube, east, so...
The Rhone, the Danube?
Or the Elbe.
No, the Elbe's further west.
No, the Isar, the Isar. Budapest.
Budapest or Danube. Danube.
Right, for 10 points. Shanghai.
That'd be on the...
Yellow River?
No, the Yangtze.
No, Wangfu. Okay, now before we move along to our next board, a toss-up question, let's go to Fred Collins and find out what the stakes are in this quiz game.
Well, right now, Alan... It's tie and tie, neck and neck. Minnesota, 30 points. Oberlin, 30 points. With 21 minutes left to play.
Okay, now tell us about the stakes.
That's each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school and the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866... Makers of watches of the highest character.
Okay, with it neck and neck, here we go with a toss-up question and a 40-point bonus coming up. A 40-point bonus in the offing. It's a good bonus, too, believe me. Here we go. For 10 points, what famous fictional mother felt birth pangs only after she had eaten 16 hogsheads, 2 barrels, and 6 jugs of tripe? Oberlin.
It's the mother of Gargantua in Rabelais.
Right, for 10 points. Gargantua's mother in Rabelais. Plays Gargantua. Okay. How in the world did you know that? Here's your bonus question, Oberlin. For 10 points apiece, you are to tell us... Now listen, tell us who or what came first in each of the following series. Who or what came first in each of the following series? For 10 points. President Polk, President Taylor, or President Tyler?
Tyler Polk?
Right. Tyler. Tyler is right. Did I hear Tyler?
Tyler is the first one.
That's right. I want to know who is first. That's all. All right. What came first here? Dynamite, the dynamo, or the diesel?
Dynamo, wasn't it?
The dynamo is right, invented by Faraday in 1831. All right. Which came first? The Johnstown flood, the San Francisco earthquake, or the Chicago fire?
The Johnstown flood?
No, the Chicago fire in 1871.
Okay.
All right, who came first? Milton, Montaigne, or Molière?
Montaigne.
Right, Montaigne, thank you. That's the end of the point. All right, score in time, Fred. Score in time, Fred.
All right, with 19 minutes left to play, the score, Oberlin 70 points, Minnesota 30 points.
And a 30-point musical bonus is coming up. A 30-point musical bonus is coming up. This word. Here's your toss-up. This word is the name for a member of a certain baseball team, a kind of prince, a kind of virtue, a kind of bird. Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
Cardinal.
Right, for 10 points. Cardinal. Right. And therefore, Minnesota got a chance at a 30-point musical bonus. Now, on the records that you're about to hear, the wife sings and the husband provides the accompaniment. Your job... Name the married couple so involved for 10 points each. Okay, first.
Somewhere there's you.
Oh, that would be Mary Ford and Les Paul. Oh.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, name the married couple involved in this one.
That would be Joe Stafford and Paul. No, Paul White.
Oh, go on.
Joe Stafford and what's your husband's name?
Your time is called Paul Weston.
Weston, yeah.
Oh, only for one word you could have get it. Mm. Okay, name the married couple involved here.
That would be Lily Pons and Andre Castellanos.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay, score in time now, Fred.
Right now, the score, Oberlin 70 points, Minnesota 60 points with 17 and a half minutes left to go in the game.
Of course, Charlie, I'll tell you a talk.
Okay, here we go with a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. for 10 points, complete the following poetic sentence. When lovely woman stoops to volley and paces about her room again alone. Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
No. Can you take it, Oberlin? No time on a toss-up. All right. She smooths her hair with automatic hand and puts the record on the gramophone from
TSL.
Still coming up with the 30-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. Listen. Stalin is dead. Beria is dead. Malenkov is still living in Russia. For 10 points, what? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
Bulganin is the new premier.
I penalize you 5 points, Minnesota. Repeat the question. Stalin is dead. Beria is dead. Malenkov is still living in Russia. For 10 points, what former Russian head of state?
Kerensky.
Right, and I didn't even finish it. Let me tell my friend. That's right. What former Russian head of state now resides in the United States? And the answer is Alexander Kerensky. Oberlin, you got a chance now at a 30-point bonus. For 10 points apiece, name the titles of the poem and the authors of each the following poetic lines. One, long I stood there wondering, fearing. The title of the poem and the author, Oberlin.
What is that, Child Harold by Byron?
Nope, that's The Raven by Poe. Okay. The poem and the author. Quote, lo, I will stand at thy right hand.
Oh, Horatio at the bridge.
That's the title of by the author. The author.
Who's the author?
Five is called Macaulay. Horatio at the bridge by Macaulay. That's just like the Western thing a while ago. All right, here we go. They also serve who only stand and wait.
Oh, that's Milton. On his blindness?
Right, for 10 points. On his blindness. Score in time, Fred.
The score right now, Alan. Oberlin, 90 points. Minnesota, 55 points with 15 minutes remaining.
All right, now a 20-point bonus is coming up. The bonuses are getting smaller. Here we go with the toss-up. There are two very famous draft dodgers in classical literature. One tried to avoid military service in the Trojan War by feigning madness. And the other was dressed in girl's clothing by his mother so he could avoid fighting. For 10 points, who were these men? Minnesota.
Grace Billing.
Ulysses and Achilles.
All right, here we go, Minnesota. You got a chance at a 20-point bonus. You got that? That's 10 points for Minnesota. Here we go. 10 points for each of these two men that you can identify. First of all, Light Horse Harry.
That's Light Horse Harry Lee, who is a soldier in the Revolutionary War.
Yeah. What's his name? Not Light Horse Harry. Well, you got his last
Lee,
name.
Lee, yeah, Henry.
Yeah,
Henry.
General Henry Lee was his name.
Well, he was a Revolutionary War. But...
Revolutionary, yeah, that's right. Okay, here we go. Oh, here we go. Identify for 10 points, Claude Lightfoot.
Lightfoot. A runner?
No, he's a communist leader, isn't he?
That's right.
Why is he known now? Claude Lightfoot. Why do you know him as a communist leader, Joe?
Well, I recall reading about him in the paper several years ago. I don't remember what he's doing now, but he's a communist leader, yes.
His most recent identification. Will you not accept that a communist leader? No.
He was one of the communists just sentenced to jail.
That is right. I will accept that under the Smith Act. All right. Time now, Fred.
The score, Oberlin, 90 points. Minnesota, 85 points with 13 minutes remaining.
All right, a 25-point bonus is coming up. A 25-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. In our own day, certain lawyers have come in for bitter public criticism because they have defended politically unpopular people. Now, for 10 points, in what unpopular case of his day did John Adams defend a man named Captain Preston against the charge of murder? Oberlin.
That was in the Boston Massacre.
That is the Boston Massacre murder case, and that is right for 10 points, Oberlin. All right, here is your toss-up. It's worth 25 points. Oberlin. Edward Lear once wrote, who or why or which or what is the Akhund of Swat? Is he tall or short or dark or fair? Does he sit on a stool or a sofa or a chair or squat? Now, for 15, 25 points. 25 points, tell us, nearest to what country is the actual kingdom of Swat?
Pakistan.
Right, for 25 points, Pakistan. I didn't have any idea.
Hold it, Alan. Oh. Alan, that's the halftime whistle, which calls for a 1-minute timeout.
All right. Thank you, Fred. Now, we're going to talk to the teams in just a moment, but first, may I remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine runs a page of college quiz bowl questions for a chance to match your wits against our amazing collegiate champions. See the February issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. Good Housekeeping also awards a $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here on our radio quiz bowl. Now let's take out a minute and talk to these teams. First, talk to that Oberlin College team who just made me lose a bet. I had no idea they'd know where the kingdom of Swat was. All right, here. I want to talk first to David Jeanette. David, how are you classified at Oberlin?
I'm a sophomore. I'm a government major.
Good. Are your plans upon graduation?
None yet.
Indefinite, huh?
Indefinite.
Dave Mitten, how are you classified?
Sophomore.
What are your plans?
I hope to attend graduate school and study archaeology.
Archaeology. Maybe that's why you knew about the kingdom of Swat. All right. Whit Slater, your plans, sir, upon graduation?
Well, I plan to go to graduate school and eventually work for the State Department.
Very interesting. You're a senior now, huh?
That's right.
Bert Sonnenfeld, what are you going to do next year? You're a senior now.
I hope to go to the Graduate School of French at Yale University.
Fine. I have one more question for you, man. How are the girls at Oberlin? That is all I need to know. I'm just glad to know they're there. Are they in the audience?
Yes, very much so.
Fine, I'd like to hear a big hand from the girls at Oberlin. Very good. Now I'm going a little further west and a little way north up to the fabulous team of the University of Minnesota, and I heard a new name tonight, Grace Billings. May I meet you?
Yes, Ellen, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine tonight. It's awfully cold out here in Minneapolis.
How cold?
Oh, it must be about 12 below.
Oh, it is.
Oh, my.
It was a lovely day with sunshine and 55 degrees here in New York.
Rub it in.
Now, Grace, I understand you're in a new hall. Where is it and what is it? And tell us about 3 seconds about it, will you?
Okay, it's the auditorium of the Mayo Memorial, a new center for medical teaching and research here on campus. It was just finished and dedicated last October. And we think it's a real tribute to the memory of the fine Mayo doctors, Will and Charlie, and in addition to the cause of medicine today.
Good. And it's a beautiful building and a wonderful center, and the University of Minnesota should certainly be proud of it. Now, Grace, speaking of being proud, I think everybody at the University of Minnesota is proud of you for a very good reason. What was the fellowship you have just been awarded?
Well, this morning I was awarded the Woodrow Wilson Fellowship, and I'm going to study English at Radcliffe College next year.
I'm sure that all of my friends want to congratulate you, but may I hear from the University of Minnesota audience as they applaud Grace for the new fellowship? Fine, thank you very much. Now, the time period out is up. The time period is up. That's it. There's the whistle. What's the score, Fred?
The score right now, Alan, Oberlin, 125 points. Minnesota, 85 points with 9 minutes remaining in the game.
And a 40-point bonus. A 40-point bonus is coming up. All right, here we go. Here's your toss-up. The Guilty Mother is the least well-known play of a famous French trilogy. For 10 points, what are the first two very famous plays of this trilogy? All right, The Barber of Seville and The Marriage of Figaro, Beaumarchais plays, The Guilty Mother. Whoever heard of that? All right, here we go. 40-point bonus.
We didn't.
No, I hadn't either. 40-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, with what color do you associate a member of the constabulary recruited in England for service in Ireland? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Black and tan.
Right, for 10 points. Black and tan. Here's a 40-point bonus, Minnesota. It's a bonus question on with numerical parts for 10 points.
Do we need our pencils now?
No. Just think. Okay. Think fast, though. For 10 points, name the 3 theological virtues.
Faith, hope, and charity.
Right, no checkmate. 10 points. For 10 points, what were President Roosevelt's 4 freedoms?
Freedom from fear, freedom from want, freedom of speech, and
freedom of religion.
Worship.
All right, that's right. Those are the 4. Those are the 4 for 10 points. Okay, hold on to your hats. Listen to this one. For 10 points, name the separate North American Indian tribes that made up the 5 nations.
Well, the Sioux,
the Chippewa,
the Blackfeet, and the Cherokee.
And
no, I'm sorry. You got the wrong 5 nations.
You want the Iroquois nation.
No, here
Iroquois
we go.
Ones, yeah.
Mohawk, Oneida, Onondaga, Cayuga, because that's in a song. I know that. And Seneca. All right. We got another one right here. Now, for final 10 points, list all of the 7 deadly sins.
Pride.
Lust.
Envy.
Lust.
Envy.
Lechery.
Greed.
Gluttony, sloth.
Gluttony.
Sloth.
Sloth.
All right, you have named pride, lust, gluttony,
Everest,
envy, and sloth.
Avarice. Avarice.
Avarice.
Yes. I'll take it.
Hate.
You want to take hate? I'm
hate.
For anger. All right.
Anger. Right.
All right. Good. Covetousness and anger was what I had. All right. 10 points for that. All right. Coming up, scoring time.
Oberlin, 125 points. Minnesota, 125 points with 6 minutes left to play.
All right. Here's a musical bonus coming up. A musical bonus is coming up for 10 points. Tell us, what United States city was named after the 22nd president of the United States? Minnesota.
Joe Schechtman.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Right, for 10 points. You got a musical bonus, and if you're up on your music, the music Chopin composed, you'll be all right on this. You know, Chopin composed hundreds of short piano pieces using such descriptive titles as Etude, Ballade, and Nocturne, and so forth. Now, the three that we're about to play are called by the three-quarter time dance formula for which Chopin designed them. 10 points for each dance formula you can properly identify. It's possible to earn here 30 points.
Do you want the name of the dance, or what do you want now?
You listen, I think you'll get it from the first one.
Waltz.
That's right. That is the three-quarter time dance formula used here, and it's named. That's the waltz in C-sharp minor. All right, now, what is the name or the dance formula used here?
Polonaise.
All right, that is a formula to dance in the title, all right? What is the formula dance here?
Mazurka.
Right, you got them all. Waltz, Polonaise, and Mazurka. 30 full points. Scoring time now, friends.
The score right now, Minnesota is leading 165 to Oberlin's 125 with 4.5 minutes remaining.
All right, here we go with a toss-up question worth 10 points and a bonus question worth 30 in the offing. For 10 points, complete this relationship question. Romeo was to Juliet as Candide was to whom? Oberlin.
Which letter? That was,
Can you take it, Minnesota? Can you take it, Minnesota? Kungon. Right, here we go.
Sorry.
Another toss-up question. Here's a typical type toss-up on hearts and flowers for obvious reasons. Now, for 10 points, what flower or garden plant reminds you of an anguished lover? Oberlin.
Bleeding heart.
Bleeding heart, right, for 10 points. Now, Oberlin, you got a 30-point mathematical bonus. So get out your paper and pencil. It's a 30-point mathematical bonus. Take the number of quarts. The number of quarts of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked. Work together as a team on this.
How many quarts?
Number of quarts of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked. Now multiply.
One.
Multiply by the number of full months that Pierre Mendès-France served as Premier of France.
10.
And multiply again by the number of heroes who sought to regain the kingdom which Eteocles had usurped. For 30 points, what's your numerical answer?
Let's see.
The quarts of pickled peppers multiplied by the number of months that Fermented France was in, multiplied again by the number of heroes who sought to regain kingdom which Eteocles had usurped. Time is called.
70?
No. 392. Eight quarts in a peck of pickled peppers multiplied by 7 months that Fermented France served equals 56. 56 multiplied by the 7 heroes and 7 against thieves equals 392. A 20-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What famous literary work, confiscated by a king, was released because Madame Pompadour wanted to know how her silk stockings in rouge were made? The French Encyclopedia, of which Diderot was the main editor. I don't know why you didn't know that. All right, here we go. Here's a toss-up question coming up with a 20-point bonus in the offing for 10 points. What are the only two other countries besides Australia and the United States to have won the Davis Cup? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
France and Great Britain.
Right, for 10 points. All right, here we go, Minnesota. The following Latin phrase is the 20-point bonus. The following Latin phrase is the forerunner of a rule of law enshrined in the American Constitution. For 20 points, what does nemo tenetur prodere esse ipsum mean?
No man may be held.
Go on.
Beat it.
No man may be held what?
Without trial.
Without trial?
No one shall be required to accuse himself. In other words, the Fifth Amendment in our Constitution. You did not get those 20 points. 24 points coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what article of clothing is named after a Marshall Island atoll? Oberlin.
Bikini?
Right, the bikini bathing suit. Here's a 20-point bonus. Oberlin. Aaron Burr was accused of having organized an expedition of about 100 men who sailed in flatboats to New Orleans, presumably to establish an independent empire of the Louisiana Territory, Mexico, and the Western States. Now, for 20 points, from what island did that expedition embark?
Oh, let's see.
Blennerhassett.
Right, the Blennerhassett Island for 20 points. 20 points. Here we go with a toss-up question. A 20-point bonus is coming up. For 10 points, tell us, how many vertical rows of stars are there in the American flag? Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
Nine. Can you take it, Oberlin?
Eight.
Right, time is called. Did I hear eight?
Yeah, you sure did.
All right. For 20 points, what famous... Here we go, Oberlin. What famous dramatic character made advances to Mrs. Ford and Mrs. Page in the same play? For 20 points.
Falstaff.
And the Merry Wives of Windsor. Right. 15-point bonus is coming up. For 10 points, tell us. What four gifts did a lover give his love according to the lyrics of a beautiful ballad called The Riddle Song?
I'm sorry, Alan, but that's it. Time's up. The game is over for this week, and the final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is an upset. Oberlin, 195 points. Minnesota, 175 points. The winner, Oberlin College.
Here we go. Wow. Well, where's my car? Give me my car. Congratulations to Oberlin College. Congratulations to Oberlin College. To the remarkable team from the University of Minnesota who have been with us so long. Eleanor Vale. Colleen Helly Helgeson Nelson and Grace Billings and Chuck Volke and Joe Scheckman. May I say congratulations to you all. You have been simply magnificent.
Okay. To each member of the Minnesota team, it is our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer watch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Oberlin College will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping Magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Oberlin will return next week to compete in this new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the February issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. And here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I'm sure, Minnesota, that the entire country salutes you. You have been magnificent. You've been great sports. I want to congratulate the men at Oberlin. We'll see you next week as you beat me at Mount Holyoke. Good night to everybody. I hope you'll join us next week for another exciting game here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Tonight were for Oberlin College, Jerry Liebman of Station WPAM Cleveland, and for the University of Minnesota, Bob Boyle of Station KSTP Minneapolis, St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Forbes, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Fred Collins speaking.